亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师的一系列信息，耶稣显明神。今天我们所要播放的题目是我是主的使女，也是圣诞节的特别信息，讲到玛利亚怎么样从神面前领受了这样一个美好的信息，让我们一同来分享。
I pray that this day of December,
我祈求十二月的这个月。
I know it isn't the exact birthday.
我知道这不是他确实诞生的日子。
Nobody knows the exact birthday.
没有人知道确实的日子。
But we've chosen this day because it's approximately right.
但是我们选择这个日子是因为它很接近。
As close as we can come.
这是我们所能够知道的最接近的日子。
To celebrate the coming of God Almighty,
来庆祝全能神来到
in His Son Jesus,
用他的儿子耶稣来到
to save this world,
来拯救这个世界脱离罪
and therefore,
因此
I pray that it will become more precious and more real to you.
我祈求这对你来说会变得更宝贵、更真实。
It will become a day of celebration to the Chinese as well as to the Western world.
这能够成为中国人庆贺的一天，就跟西方人在庆祝一样。
It will even become more precious to you than to us.
愿这对你来说比对我们来讲变得更宝贵。
Because we spoiled it.
因为我们破坏了它。
We went commercial.
我们变得商业化了。
So we no longer worship.
所以我们不再拜。
He whose birthday it was.
我们不再拜这位诞生的。
We worship something else.
我们拜的是别的东西。
On his day.
在他的日子。
But that it will be a day that you learn to dedicate just to him.
但是这个日子你会学会单单的献给他。
In your homes.
在你的家中。
That wonderful story of old.
那古时奇妙的故事。
Will never become old to you.
愿这故事对你来说永远不会成为老的
precious as the years go by.
而是随着年岁的过去会变得更宝贵
well, We're going to read briefly the story tonight
今天晚上我们要简短的来看这故事
Out of the book of Luke
从路加福音
First in the first chapter
首先我们来看第一章
There it tells us How it all began
这里告诉我们一切是怎么样开始的
It didn't begin with man, it began in heaven.
不是从人开始的，是从天上开始的。
Gabriel.
加百列。
One of the greatest of all the angels.
是所有天使当中最大的一位。
One of the archangels.
是天使长。
One of the highest of all millions of angels.
他在所有百万的天使当中是至高的。
And he's called a messenger of God.
他被称为神的使者。
Because many times through the Bible, he has come to bring a certain message.
因为在圣经里面有许许多多次，他都带来的信息。
To a city of Galilee called Nazareth.
这次他奉差遣到一个加利利的城叫拿撒勒。
A certain woman that she wasn't the greatest woman, she wasn't a saint.
到一个女人，这女人不是最伟大的，也不是个圣徒。
Her name is Mary.
她的名字是玛利亚。
And people in those days,
那个时代的人们
were named according to what their nature was.
他们的名字是按着他们的性情所取的。
I think the Chinese people do a little bit like that.
我想中国人也稍微有一点这样的情形。
Who their nature, what their nature is, or what the parents hope their nature will be.
就是他们的性情怎么样，或者是父母希望这孩子的性情是怎么样子的。
But this name was given from heaven.
但是这个名字是从
The name of Jesus.
耶稣这个名字是从天上赐下来的。
And Mary was chosen by God.
玛利亚是神所拣选的。
But the name Mary.
但是玛利亚这个名字。
In the Hebrew language, comes from the word Mara.
在希伯来文里面是从 Mara 这个字来的
And Mara means bitter
Mara 的意思就是苦
And in the Greek language
在希腊文里面
That's what the Bible, the New Testament is written in
新约圣经就是用希腊文写的
It comes from the word rebellion
它的字根意思是悖逆的
So I don't think she was a little saint
所以我不认为他是个小圣徒。
Furthermore,
而且
she was an orphan.
她是个孤儿。
Her father and mother were gone.
她的父母都已经不在了。
How she became an orphan, whether her parents died, we don't know.
她怎么样成为孤儿的？她的父母怎么过世的？我们不知道。
She was very poor.
她很穷。
God doesn't always choose the saints on earth. He chooses the poor of this world.
神不是总是选择世上的圣徒，他选择这世界上贫穷的、困苦的。
He looks on the inside, not on the outside.
神看的是里面，不是外面。
So he picked out Mary.
所以他选出了玛利亚。
She wasn't married.
她还没有结婚。
But that didn't make any difference to God.
但是这对神来讲没有差别。
And so he came, the angel came to her and.
所以天使临到她。
And gave her this wonderful message.
给她这个奇妙的信息。
In the 26th verse.
第二十六节。
Of the first chapter of Luke.
路加福音第一章二十六节。
We're going to read down.
我们要来读。
To the 38th verse.
读到第三十八节，二十六节。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说，圣灵要降要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
And then the second chapter.
然后我们来看第二章。
And we're going to read.
我们要来读。
From the first verse.
从第一节。
Down to the 18th verse.
读到第十八节，第二章第一节。当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事，众人各归各城报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之亲玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着金刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
The angel came to Mary.
天使临到玛利亚。
As I said, Mary was probably an orphan.
就像我刚讲的，玛利亚可能是个孤儿。
And she had some relative probably that took her in.
她可能有一些亲戚收养了她。
But I had an orphanage in Argentina for many years.
我在阿根廷多年来都有一间孤儿院。
Orphanage is still there.
那孤儿院现在还在。
I found children that had lost their parents.
我发现那些失去了父母亲的孩子
were usually bitter.
通常是苦读的。
They were hurting.
他们受伤。
They didn't know why.
他们不晓得为什么。
Their life wasn't like other children's.
不晓得为什么他们的生活跟其他的孩子不一样。
And they reacted.
他们就有反应。
And they were usually quite rebellious.
他们通常相当的悖逆。
As inside them, they fought against things that they couldn't control.
他们的里面会在抵抗那些他们没有办法控制的事情。
Couldn't help.
他们也没有办法去帮助的事。
And in their hurt,
他们在伤害中。
They were angry.
他们生气。
And they would fight.
他们会抵抗。
Apparently, Mary was that way.
很显然，玛利亚就是这样子。
But I noticed something wonderful.
但是我注意到一点很奇妙的。
After that marvelous angel, there was this tremendous sense of the presence of heaven, the presence of God.
在那个奇妙的天使降临之后，有种很奇特的神的感觉，还有天堂的感觉。
Came and talked with her as one person would talk to another.
临到她那里，就像人跟人之间讲话一样。
Sat with her.
跟她坐在一块儿。
And Mary didn't describe him or talk about him.
玛利亚没有形容他，也没有说关于他的事情。
It says she hid those things in her heart. They were too precious.
只说他把这些事情藏在他的心里，因为太宝贵了。
They were too sacred.
太神圣了。
But she was tremendously affected.
但是她受到很大的影响。
She'd never forget it.
她永远忘不了。
And what the angel told her,
天使告诉她的,
was going to demand a tremendous sacrifice.
这些话需要她付上很大的牺牲。
She's going to become pregnant.
她将会怀孕。
And she wasn't married.
而她还没有出嫁。
And that would be a tremendous shame in those days.
那个事情在那个时代是很大的羞辱。
She was engaged to be married.
她已经订了婚，要结婚了。
And no man would marry her like that.
这样子的话，没有人会娶她。
And no man would believe her story.
也没有人会相信她的故事。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Coming out with a stupid story like that.
讲出这么一个愚笨的故事。
Oh, an angel came.
说哦，有一个天使来的。
And I'm pregnant now with the Holy Ghost came and gave me a baby.
哦，圣灵来了，给我一个婴儿。
Can you imagine anybody believing it?
你能够想象会有人信吗?
Anybody?
有任何人相信吗?
Nobody.
没有人。
Not even her boyfriend believed it.
甚至她的男朋友也不相信。
An angel had to come to him to straighten him out.
天使必须临到他，跟他讲清楚。
But nobody else.
但是其他的人都不会信。
And she had to accept.The shame and humiliation.
他必须接受羞愧屈辱。
And the loss of reputation.
还有失去了名誉。
And the loss of a husband.
失去丈夫。
She had to accept all that.
他必须接受这一切。
And yet.
然而。
After talking to the angel.
在跟天使说话之后。
Something happened to Mary.
有一些事情发生在玛利亚的身上。
She was no longer bitter or rebellious.
她不再苦读，不再悖逆了。
Something happened to Mary.
玛利亚身上发生了一些事。
She was not only impregnated, but something else came in.
她不只怀了孕，还有别的东西进来了。
Something holy.
一些神圣的东西进来。
Something wonderful.
奇妙的东西。
Something divine.
神圣的。
Something that was willing to sacrifice itself at any cost.
那个东西让他愿意不惜任何代价牺牲自己。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道这一点呢?
Because there's one verse.
因为有一节。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
read it。
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
Here I am。
我在这里。
I'm your slave。
我是你的奴隶。
Do what you want。
你要做什么，你做吧。
I accept it。
我接受。
Knowing what she said，
知道她所说的。
Because the angel had made it very plain，
因为天使跟她讲得很清楚。
Knowing what was ahead，
知道未来的是什么。
There's no more fight，
不再抵抗了。
There's no more bitterness，
不再有苦毒。
There's no more rebellion，
不再悖逆。
There's submission，
她降服了。
An acceptance of all the sacrifice that would entail，
而且接受她将要付出的一切牺牲。
That's why I know something happened to Mary。
这就是为什么我知道玛利亚身上发生了一些事。
You know, we can't have an encounter with things heavenly without something happening to us。
你知道我们不可能遇见了天上的东西，然后却没有事情发生。
When things above reach touch things on earth, something happens。
当天上的东西摸着了地上的东西的时候，就有事情发生了。
I've seen some of the most rebellious people.
我曾经看过一些最悖逆的人。
Become like little lambs.
变得像小羊一样。
I've seen it many times.
我看过很多次。
I'm thinking of a time in England.
我想到在英国有一次。
A man came to church.
有一个人到教会来。
When the Holy Spirit was moving.
圣灵那个时候在运行。
And he was so angry.
他很生气。
That he ran up to where Robert was ministering.
他跑到 Robert 我儿子在服侍的地方。他是一个很高大的人。
And he turned around to hit him.
他转过身来要去打他。
And Robert looked at him.
Robert 就看着他。
And he fell down.
他倒下来了。
Fell down flat.
他就这样子平倒下来。
And he was glued to the ground.
他就像粘在地上一样。
And the only one thing he did.
你知道他做了一件事情，他的手这样伸出来
，and this finger moved，
他就一根手指头在动
，that's all，
就只有这样子动
，and just lay there，
他就躺在那里
，for an hour，
好几个小时
，and then he began to cry，
然后他开始哭
，and he cried and cried and cried out for mercy，
他就一直哭哭呼求怜悯
，he's one of the worst fighters。In that part of England,
他是在英国那个地区最糟糕的打架的人。
But that was all past.
但是这一切都过去了。
When he came up, he was a different man.
当他起来的时候，他成为一个
different man.
不同的人，他完全不一样的。
And he laughed.
他笑。
He said he was so angry he wanted to just beat up on the preacher.
他说他那时候好生气，他就是想要打。
He fell down. He says I couldn't get up.
他说我倒下去了起不来。
And he said, you saw my finger move. I was trying to close my fist and hit him.
他说你看到我这个手指头在动。
But all he could do was move one finger.
因为我是想要把手掌握拳握起来然后打他。但是呢他只能够动一根手指头。
But that was all gone.
但是那一切都消失了。
When earth meets heaven, things change.
当地遇见了天事情就改变了。
When Mary met the angel, she was no longer...A little bitter, rebellious child.
当玛利亚遇见了天使，她不再是那个悖逆苦读的孩子了。
Even before that holy seed came in her.
甚至当那个神圣的种子进到她里面之前。
Her nature was changed.
她的性情已经改变了。
She said, "It's all right."
她说没有关系。
Do what you want with me. I'm yours.
你要做什么，你就照着你的意思做。我是你的，我是你的奴隶。
I'm your little bond slave.
我是你小小的奴隶。
You know, in China.
你知道在中国
They used to have lots of slaves, didn't they?
以前有很多的奴隶对不对
Lots of slaves
有很多的奴隶
Yesterday I was reading about a little Chinese slave
昨天我在读一点中国的
It's a long story
中国的故事一个很长的故事
Written by a woman that lived in China many years
那故事是一个曾经在中国住了很多年的女人写的
Daughter of missionaries
她是一个宣教士的女儿
And how this slaveWas able to bring her whole house to Christ.
那故事讲到那个奴隶怎么样把她的全家都带领归主。
She was a Christian.
因为她是个基督徒。
And the way she lived.
还有她生活的方式。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Maybe you can quote it.
或许你可以背得出来。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
When God decided to save the world,
因为神决定要救世人。
He had a decision to make.
他必须做一个决定。
How can I save it?
我要怎么样来救世人呢？
How can I really change people?
我怎么样能够真正改变人呢？
The threat of judgment will not change us.
审判的威胁不会改变我们。
The threat of punishment will not keep us from doing evil.
惩罚的威胁没有办法阻止我们不作恶。
That's why our jails are full.
这就是为什么我们的监狱里面满了人。
That's why not even capital punishment will stop people.
这就是为什么甚至处极刑也没有办法阻止人。
Force
强制力。
Somebody is stronger than you
有人比你强。
Cannot change you
没有办法改变你。
They can make you do things
他们能够使你做事情。
They can hold a gun at your back
他们可以用枪抵住你的背。
And make you steal something
让你偷东西。
But they can't make you want to steal.
但是他们没有办法使你想要偷。
They can make you do things, but they can't change your desire, your want to.
他们能够使你做事情，但是没有办法改变你的渴望，你想要的。
I know I'd be punished by my parents when I needed it.
我知道如果必要的时候会被父母处罚。
But that didn't make me a good boy.
但是这没有使我成为好男孩。
It made me more clever.
那只是让我更聪明一点。
To find how to do it and get away with it.
去发现怎么样能够做了还逃过惩罚。
It didn't change me.
这没有改变我。
They hoped it would.
他们希望会改变我
的。They did their best.
他们尽他们所能。
And all parents are that way. They do their best.
所有的父母都是这样子，他们尽自己所能。
They try to train us the right way.
他们试着要用正确的方式训练我们。
But every one of us know things that their parents don't know, and we're glad they don't.
但是我们每一个人都知道一些父母所不知道的事情，而且我们也很高兴他们不知道。
And we usually never tell them.
我们通常绝对不告诉他们的。
They're happier without knowing.
他们不知道也很高兴。
How to change human nature?
怎么样改变人性？
And he decided he would have to use the strongest power available.
他决定他必须用所能够得着的最强的能力。
The strongest power that existed in heaven and earth.
就是天地间所存在的最强的能力。
Because we're so rebellious, so stubborn that not even killing us will change us.
因为我们这么的悖逆，这么顽固，甚至杀死我们都没有办法改变我们。
When God wiped off the earth in the days of Noah,
当神在诺亚的日子把地上的人都给除灭了。
Well, it doesn't go very far till we find Noah's children were behaving themselves pretty badly.
但是过不久，他们就发现了，神就发现了诺亚的孩子。
That won't change us.
也有些不好的行为，这不会改变我们。
So he had to go to the greatest power of all.
所以他必须诉诸一切能力当中最大的一种。
You won't believe me when I tell you.
当我告诉你的时候，你不会相信。
I'll give you the name of that power.
我要把那个能力的名字告诉你。
Love.
就是爱。
Love can make you want to do things.
爱能够使你想做事情。
Or you'd never do them otherwise.
那是你用别的方式都不会做的。
You do something for someone you really love that you wouldn't do for anybody else.
你会为你所爱的人做一些事情，那是你不会为其他的人做的。
Just because you love them.
只因为你爱他们。
And when he wanted to win the world, he knew he'd have to win our hearts.
当他想要赢得世人的时候，神知道他必须赢得我们的心。
That's what happened to Mary.
这就是玛利亚身上发生的事情。